control regulations.
Is that going to be?
Do you want to say anything?
They're actually looking, obviously, at various issues with regards to, this relates to wildlife attacks. They're suggesting they're increasing penalties from 2 to 4 penalty units. And the costs are identified in the report there as well. Excuse me, they're looking at no infringement notice under section 19.3. And this is one area where the officer has suggested that that shouldn't be allowed. Because that means all matters will go to court with some mechanism for for compliance with regards to a notice, in other words, a fine prior to that. The penalty points are quite significant, as identified in the report. They're looking at a maximum penalty under the Dog Control Act there of 20 to 30 points, which is really effectively a total amount of $5,160, so the fines are quite significant.
Councillor Gossard.
I'll move the recommendation.
Have a seconder. Councillor Adams.
I think it's time that these were upgraded. We've had some issues and the ordinances are in, really difficult situations to deal with. And if you've got the tongue clear, the difficult and whatever. So this will be a good initiative by government. And so we should continue what we can. Get on and solve this problem.
No further discussion. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Fourth one, monthly financial statement.
I move that it could be discussed.
Seconder? Councillor Cowart, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I move that the report be noted.
Have a seconder? Councillor Cowart, Ms. Pringle, do you wish to say anything?
No, I'm fine. It's as per the report, and there's nothing there that's unusual this month.
No questions from anybody? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, Corp 2, the round 2 assistance, the major festivals, events, and promotions.
I would sit out of this one for the music under brand, so you're going to hear everything but at the moment.
Yes, that'll work.
And then I'll go out.
Did that work? Yes.
Will the matter be discussed?
Second that.
Yes, so there was 9 applications and for round 2 for event funding, which is a good thing. And there was a total of 23,700 requested in assistance. Council has a budget left of out of the $75,000 of $20,190. However, there's been a couple of cancellations of events, such as the penny farthings and the shows. And so there's almost sufficient funds for the whole 9 events.
I move the recommendation.
Is that because I haven't that one? Sorry.
For all except the. Which is the one that you.
The music.
The music one, that's right. Yes, okay, so for all except that, Councillor Polly and Councillor Adams are moving. Any more discussion? Councillor Ross.
I'm only going to say that if events don't go ahead, then they won't receive the funds, so that. So they get the funds after the event, is that correct? Don't get the funds in advance?
No, they don't get the funds.
Yeah,
okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. So now we'll talk about the veranda. Which one is it?
No, it's
down the bottom there.
I'll move that. Please accept that one.
I second it.
Has a colleague any discussion?
No. I just want to look at the notes. I couldn't find what it was. The veranda one, is it?
It's a series of artists performing on their verandas in Everendale, around the town.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Councillor Evans. I just want to say I think it's a really unique idea, and I think it was born out, a resident who used to play on their veranda of an afternoon during the COVID, and I think it came out of that idea. So I think it's a really fabulous idea. I think it suits the town beautifully. I think it's keeping the beautiful Evandale town, and I'm pleased. Absolutely. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Aye. Against? Carried. Wait till Council gives it to them, okay, Court 3, the naming of the new park created in North Street.
Mayor, I move the matter be discussed.
I'll second it.
Mayor, I also...
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Yeah, I also move that the matter be deferred. It's not urgent that we make this decision, in my view. There's been, even as late as tonight, I've received emails in relation to people's different suggestions, and perhaps that we ought to consult more widely. So I'd move that the matter be deferred until our meeting in December, and in the meantime we canvass widely the town of Perth, as well as other submissions, including the local district committee, to find out their various thoughts on the issue. And particularly, there's been a lot of Indigenous interest in this, and I think that we ought to get this right. So I move the matter be deferred until the December meeting, and that we canvass more widely to get the ideas from the community.
Councillor Adams.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I support the deferral. And I think it's important that we do get this right and that we get some good depth into it. I've been looking for, you know, there's no doubt that the history of the Tasmanian Aboriginal people in this region would have been vast. The river system would have had them living on it. Very little written history, but there is some. And it's really good that if the Northern Midlands could highlight some of this and have it within our council area. But we do need to consult, we need to look at it and have good detail and good history behind us.
Absolutely. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Court 4, the application to purchase the road reserve at Kirk Street, Long.
I'll move it be discussed.
Second one? Councillor Ross, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Councillor Ross.
I only just got a question. If we sell this parcel of land to this person, we'll get some funds back for it?
No, it's not. Council doesn't own it. It's Crown land, I imagine.
Crown.
Yeah. Okay, so we just give it to this person?
Well, we don't. We just don't object to them making application for it.
Councillor Lynn.
Just a question as well. Is it just that little patch?
The yellow bit.
Okay, so there's two maps here. One's near lot one, and the other patch is further up, so I'm just not sure.
No, it's just that piece near lot one.
Okay. So has the other piece already been purchased?
It's already gone, I think.
It's already gone, okay.
Maybe to anyone else's.
I
move that we support the have no objection to it being sold. It's obviously isolated now anyway, so it's no good to anyone else other than one of the neighbours. So
you're moving the recommendation?
Yeah, I am.
Councillor Labor seconding. Any more discussion? Okay,
Councillor Foss. It's going to be deletion of that name. I've never heard of that name in the Longford area. Not something I've heard of before, but it's a pity we couldn't keep that kind of name for if there's a new subdivision somewhere that we could use that name again in the future. If we could do that, but it may have some significance, but I'm not aware of that anything.
We can put it on the list for a new street in
Longford. Yeah, I think it'd be a good thing to have that. And so many other streets that we get rid of.
Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Works 1, the rail interface agreement between Northern Midlands Council and Tasrail.
Just a report of presenters. It really is about maintenance of infrastructure between Tasrail and Council. Who does what? Who does what comes in with?
Councillor Adams?
I'll move the recommendation.
And Councillor Foss, you're seconding that?
I've got a question, mate, for the officer.
I just mentioned that, yeah, we were just dealing with the significance of rail and with the dog park next door and needing to have that infrastructure of these things. And it's illegal to cross over railway lines and things like that, but people still do it. And it's important for us to have a good agreement, as it says in the report, to make good decisions. So I move the motion.
I'll agree to the officer. Just about weeds. Is that part of the discussion on this this agreement? That they, you know, the weeds on those areas, the council ground and the rail ground, who's got responsibility for that?
On the rail reserve, all we've got in ours is side distances that when you pull up to the rail line. So you're wanting to look after the side distance. Anything that's on the rail reserve belongs to rail and maintain. But if you, for example, is when you leave them off, you look down where the storage shed is, you'll see that the floor stand has been sprayed by boat. Council maintain the drain line and Castle Rail actually starts spraying the top of it. So you can work together.
Okay, no further discussion. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Okay, it's now for the time. We had some statements.
I've got some questions. You want me to go through those one by one?
Yep.
We've got two questions, both from Robert Henley. I'll read the first one out. I have recently received an email from Heritage Tasmania concerning the well at 32 Norfolk Street, Perth. I attached a copy, but believe Councillor received the same. In a letter, Heritage Tasmania stated, we consider appropriate that it be managed by Northern Midlands Council as a feature of local significance. Could Council please explain how he intends to manage the well as a feature of local significance, given that it has now been capped and the Council are proceeding to sell that block of land on which the well is located? Well, I believe that Council has identified it is obviously an item of local significance, as Council has not filled it in for a start. They've actually had a report done on the site, carried out by David Demons and Associate, their Heritage Advisor. That report is on file and was provided to Heritage Tasmania as well. Council has also agreed to cap the well only, which has been done. The City of Tyre will also have a caveat over that to protect that site with regards to where the well is. And also, I think, as identified in the report that came back from Heritage Tasmania, they also identified the fact that we've identified part portion of the floodplain within that lot as well, which Council are proposing to sell. So in today, what Council has done is actually protected the site in its current state and is taking no further action.
That was the question.
There. The additional question was, let's see. In the agenda for today's council meeting, Court 3, the following statement occurs in Section 8, Options. Council's long-term plan is to close off a section of your road between the park and wetlands to create a bike pedestrian path linking up to current pathways. This will create one lane for the whole area instead of two. That's the statement. Asset development does not seem to be part of the Perth Structure Plan. When did Council decide to close off part of your road and what consultations occurred with the community to progress this? Yes, it was not included in the structure plan. The suggestion was identified in the Sheepwash Creek Water Centre Urban Design Open Space Corridor Concept Plan, which was done back in early 2018. Council does not control the road in question. It is at the stage, is in the ownership of State Growth. It will be transferred to us at some time in the future. At that time it's transferred because there has been general discussions with regards to the possible closure of that section of road to return it to floodplain. It is part of the floodplain through there. There will need to be a formal process when that occurs. So what will occur, there will be a formal report to council once it comes into our ownership. Bring the council the suggestion of actually closing that section of road, which would be actually from Edward Street up to Cromwell and Hillabow Road intersection. There would then need to be a formal process of actually consulting the community at that stage as well.
There's no other
questions. Statements with regards to the plan items.
Right. Okay, so we'll move into plan. Thanks, boss.
I've just got a question. Can you remember? Yep. The statement has come through to us When's the closing point for those to come to a council meeting? Yeah, like, are they by Wednesday or are they by today or?
12 o'clock today.
12 o'clock today. The lady spoke this afternoon, she said that she's with the council about something, but her letter wasn't in the public question time.
So I leave it on.
But she probably hadn't done it by 12 o'clock today, so.
Well, I asked after 12 as well, and there was nothing that comes through that.
The reason it was about the same copy issue.
It came in well after 12, it came in, just what you see, about 5 o'clock.
Yes, that's right.
But it shouldn't actually come to us until the next meeting. 16:34, 4:30, yeah. It came in.
Councillor Polly.
I just wondered, Mayor, whether you or the general manager could advise us on what the government's move is to reopen local government up to the full democratic processes, because he's already announced at the end of this month that we're safe enough to allow people from other states to come into the state. Now
that's
surely...
Where yeah. are you, Madam Mayor?
I'm just asking a question.
What's
as
the state of emergency? We don't
know.
It's been an indication that it will be lifted?
We've received two statements in relation to planning one, one from the applicant or on behalf of the applicant, and one from a representative. To read at the council meeting the 19th of the 10th, 2020, on behalf of myself, Dean Collins. Thank you. In regards to the mediation, I received an email from Rosemary from NMC on the 2nd of the 10th, 20. I sent an email back to Rosemary the same day advising I would like to have mediation. Rosemary then called to advise at a time on the 5th of the 10th and left a voicemail on my phone to contact her to arrange a time. I have been working up to North West Coast on New University and haven't been able to contact her during working hours, so as soon as I could, I contacted Rosemary on the 14th to the 10th, 2020 to advise that I would be available on the 20th of the 10th, 2020, my next RDO. I need to be advised that this application is going to the next council meeting on the 19th of the 10th, 2020. It seems unfair to me that the time frame for mediation to council meetings is not long enough to allow people to work out of town to have mediation. You're only allowed 2 weeks, that's not long enough.
Yes.
In regards to the shade of my property, I have only two windows on the eastern side of my residence, which is my living room and dining room. From the proposal, this will mean that the eastern side of my house will get no morning sun. I believe that such large structure, such a large structure, 4,500 millimetres, 200 millimetres from my boundary, I will get very little to no natural light coming in from the windows. Also, I have solar hot water on my roof of my house. What will happen to that? It will be in shade from morning to 10 a.m, maybe more. As it states, in the morning, my house and yard will be in shade 95% in the morning. As it is, I get a lot of shade in the afternoon from a huge A-frame structure to the western end of 15 Gay Street. It's unfair that I should cop shade in the morning and then in the afternoon. Why should I have to sit on my desk in the morning enjoying coffee in the shade and not in the sun as I've done the last 20 years? Where is the evidence as per the proposal of shade to my property? With the proposed structure, why does it have to be 4.5 metres high, 200 mm boundary and whole length of my property? I bet none of you councilmen women would like to see a wall that high, a whole length of property down next to your residence. It will be like this in the prison. Why can't it be lesser in height? Why does it have to be two-storey with kitchen and toilets and living area above the storage units? I know the storage units near train tracks does not have facilities at their storage sheds, so why here? Also, I don't know anywhere else in Longford where there is a residence and a large concrete wall that runs the whole length of next to the property. than Oak Street Longford.
Is that circulated?
Yes. Statement on behalf of the applicants. Ms. Laws going to read the second statement. Hello, Council. I can't be there to speak to you in person. I would just like to take some time to address my application to the storage shed for 11 Gay Street, Longford. The block is zoned light commercial, and as such, storage facilities are permitted use. I've applied for a relaxation of the boundaries to maximise the use of the available block and to provide a good quality development of the space. This triggered a discretionary application and was subsequently advertised. There were two representations received within the time frame. On receiving notification of representations, I immediately contact planning to request that mediation be arranged so that we could work towards a suitable compromise for all parties. I drafted a response for each representation attached. In the following week, I was advised that one representative, Laura Tazrael, would not attend to any form of mediation, and the second representative was not responding to attempts to contact them. Last week, I attended a meeting with Council Planner Erin and Council Engineering Staff Jonathan and Kim to discuss stormwater issues, compromise was achieved, and then a plan supplied. It is disappointing that neither representative was able to attend mediation, and I'm sure I would have been able to reach a solution to their concerns and possibly could have persuaded them to withdraw their representation. Nevertheless, I believe the majority of the representative's concerns were not matters related to planning, and I have addressed them in my response letter attached. I believe the only legitimate planning matter raised by Tazrael was the potential for fire hazard caused by lack of weed control. I hope to eliminate this concern by laying concrete in the area of concern to eliminate the possibility of any weed growth. I believe this application to be a conforming use of this land and ask the boundary setback requirement be relaxed in this case to enable a better development to occur, of this space to occur. I thank you for your time tonight and ask that you approve this application. Regards, Peter Krushko, Residential Project Management Tasmania.
Councillor Adams, you had a query in regards to the...
No, I guess it's in the attachment, isn't it? The representation letter?
The response to the representation?
No, yeah.
Yes, the representation and the response to the representations are included in the attachment to the item.
Councillor Goss.
We're working on planning.
I need to listen to the statements.
Yeah.
As if there were people in the room talking to us.
Okay. My question from the gentleman asked about why the concrete wall is only 200 mil off his boundary, complete right along his boundary. Is there any consideration about that? That doesn't meet the discretion. That's not discretion either.
They've applied for a variation to the side setback requirements and hence relies on the performance criteria, and the response to the performance criteria is included in the report.
Okay. Officers didn't serve the concern of only being 200 mil from the edges for the whole complete block?
Well, that's addressed in the report. The performance criteria for a side setback looks at where the side and rear setback. The setback to the side and rear boundary must provide adequate access to the site and not result in unreasonable loss of amenity to the adjoining uses having regard to the bulk form of the building, impact of solar access to habitable room windows and private open space, size and proportions of the lot and the extent to which the slope retaining walls, fences or existing vegetation screening reduce or increase the impact of the proposed variation.
Sorry. Can we talk about that's covered?
Yeah,
this one. To read that, to me, the person that objected to its kitchen and living area, with its two windows, that criteria might have impacted on it.
There's an assessment against those criteria in the report which council...
And you're given a discretion, your position is to discreet, that you can give a discretion and therefore that can be built.
The report recommends approval based with conditions, but the full response to that provision within the report.
We're only making response to the actual, as if someone was standing there talking to us.
Right.
We're not doing the item.
Yeah.
Should Councillor Ginnan come back to the others, or should we just go straight to planning one?
No, we need to go to
each
of them. So Councillor Ginnan should go to the other.
That's right.
School children are being separated. We're now having the second statement. Yes. One to the statements for Plan 5, which is the Evendale Road duplication. Now, there was a response to the representations, which was received after the agenda had been prepared, but is not a statement. It is a response to the representation, so that's been circulated to councillors on Thursday, the 15th. We did also receive a statement. It was also one of the representors. Good morning. In response to the previous email regarding the council meeting and our main road duplication, I have listed some questions below to be raised. These are in reference to my previous representation concerning the planning application. 1. Will pedestrian cycle crossing be considered to allow continuation expansion of active transport routes at Bradoppin? 2. Will a new walking path be constructed to replace the existing The existing track is important to the residents' health and well-being, both physically and mentally. Can residents be consulted during this process? 3. If no pedestrian access point is included in the upgrade, will adequate parking spaces be provided at the beginning of the cycle path that runs between Bradoppin and Devon Hills to allow users to transport their bikes safely from Bradoppin and through the roundabout via car? This includes children/families. 4. Does the upgrade need to occur? Is the money better spent upgrading facilities in expanding areas such as Perth rather than spent on a relatively quiet road? 5. Would it be feasible to undertake another traffic assessment to justify the road upgrade, as the previous one was undertaken during COVID lockdown? Outdated data from the highway upgrade was then used to support the application. I appreciate your time in considering these questions alongside my previous concerns. Yours sincerely, Talia Hoyle, 24 Raven Road, Bradoppin.
Okay, we'll do planning one. When are we? Councillor Brooks.
Yeah, I can understand.
Do
you
want to move to discuss?
Oh, okay. Yep.
Second up, Councillor Jarvis, all those in favour? Aye. Please.
A couple of things. I can understand building out, living in a light industrial zone, there always is a chance that someone could come in. But then on the other hand, when you start letting these discretion things happen, it then throws a completely different light on the situation, I believe. But I'm not sure as to eliminate the shading on that property, how far back would you have to set that? Is it coming off the shed or the wall of the shed? Is the sun getting beamed off the shed or the wall?
It would be from the apex of the roof, which generally causes the largest shadow, but the shadow diagrams provided show that
there will only be overshadowing of that property sort of between around 9 o'clock in the morning. By 10 o'clock, that shadow will be to the edge of the dwelling, but only overshadowing the access and, yes, and adjoining sheds. So by 10 o'clock onwards for the rest of the day, the property will be free of any shadows.
So in that situation, then, if you move those sheds 2 metres away from the fence, what impact would that have on the shadow? Would you not get any shadow at all?
You might still get a little bit of early morning shadow, so that obviously because the sun's low, you get a lot longer sort of shadow in the mornings. 9 o'clock in the middle of winter, the property is probably not receiving a great deal of.
As this proposal sits, I couldn't support it, not for those reasons, but I sympathise with both parties, and it's a shame that the mediation couldn't have taken place and there could have been some sort of resolution before it actually got to the table.
Councillor Polly.
I move the recommendation as it is in the report.
Do I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor
Calvert. I take the view it is a light industrial area. It's been a light industrial area for a long, long time. And whilst I can understand the concerns, according to the information we have, that the proponent couldn't get any sort of meeting to see if there's some sort of resolution could be met, and I believe that that ought to go forward.
Councillor Goss.
My view is that 4.5 metre wall, which is this building's about 4.5 metres high, a bit higher than this, wouldn't be 4.5 metres, but going by that doorway there. So it's higher than this ceiling, a concrete wall higher than the ceiling, all the way along your boundary fence, 200 millimetres away from the fence. I can't support that. Okay? I can't support that because I wouldn't accept it was against my place, and I don't think we should accept it here. Because if you were the heat, would you like that going across next to your place? Or come back to you. Would you like going next to your place? 4.5 metres high, 200 millimetres away from boundary. What would you like? And I can't support that for that reason. And I wish they could get some resolution, move it away from the boundary, give a couple of metres. Even things like the whole side of that drive block will be imposed by that 4.5 metre high concrete wall. If you had a fruit tree there, we won't grow it. I'm not sure about it, but it's going to make the whole area shadowed on the whole side of his block, the whole eastern side of his block. I can't think of anything worse than that. And having that as an acceptable solution, I think is very good to do that. Thank you.
Councillor
Lambert.
I agree. I think it's
it's
like too high. Too close. I think the shadow is an issue. But I also had questions about the car parking. There's meant to be 11 spaces, 6 formal spaces are proposed in the front, and I just can't quite get my head around the fact that 10 storage units will have parking inside of them. So it's either a storage unit or it's a car park. It can't be both, because we can't presume that that space won't be being used for storage at any given time. So I think there's a real issue with the car parking as well. So I think on that basis, and the shadowing and the lack of mediation that unfortunately didn't happen, I can't support it either.
Councillor
Holmes?
I can't support it either, for all the reasons that have been stated. I just wanted to ask whether these are storage units. There's no living accommodation on this site, is there?
So a residential use in the zone is permitted use, and there's no residential component proposed in this
application. In this one. But that could come later.
No, the use is the permitted use in the zone.
Councillor Polly.
Yeah, look, my only concern is that if you've got an industrial site, whether it be storage units or a new industry coming to our district, it may well be putting a wall up in the same place. That's why it is industrial. If you happen to purchase a house in an industrial area, you've got to somehow expect some industry to come along. And, so I would urge council, and if it goes to appeal, what's the chances of us costing us money at the appeal? It could cost us 20,000 or whatever.
I think we'd be right. Yeah. Then you can make decisions on in relation to whether it's going to go to yeah, right.
Okay,
just a clarification, just the zoning is light industrial, light industrial, and there is a difference between industrial and light industrial, so and I think that needs to be considered as well.
Oh, no, she's all good.
Okay, well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
So it's Councillor Lambert, Councillor Brooks, Councillor Davis, Councillor Adams, and Councillor Goss, so it's lost. So now we need to put one motion that we can actually move and agree to. So someone else needs to put a recommendation.
I think because of the car parking and the overshadowing and the closeness to the boundary.
You're putting a recommendation?
Yeah, those three things.
That we refuse so. It.
One is the overshadowing, two is the car parking, and three is the closeness to the boundary.
And who's second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
No.
So there's Councillor Polly, Councillor Coward and myself against. Councillor Davis, you were for that one? Yes, right. That motion's carried. Poor Councillor, give him a back in.
John Raven Road is for the poultry abattoir composting facility. Some concern was raised about the temporary nature of it, plus ensuring that the smell won't go beyond the boundary. So I passed around additional conditions and emailed it as well. Number five is condition odour from the use must not exceed 2 odour units and beyond the boundary of the site. That 2 odour units is basically when an odour becomes noticeably bad, and it's referred to in an Australian standard. So if you've got complaints, that can be measured, and they have to do something to their compost or remove it from site. I spoke to the applicant. He is asking for a permit for 4 years. He was content with until 30th of June 2024. And then give them another 2 weeks to have the shipping container removed from the site.
Councillor Goss.
We also had some discussion about...
You move me to discuss?
No, I'll move to discuss. Yeah.
Second that?
No,
Councillor Adams, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried.
We also had some discussion about doing some inspections of the site.
Does that need to be conditioned, or...?
Certainly can condition it. So yes, if you wanted to say council would undertake 2 inspections of the site per year as a condition 7, that would be fine.
Okay. I move the recommendation and add those condition 5, condition 6 and condition 7 if you just stated.
Have a second up. Yes, Councillor Gallagher. Councillor
Goss,
you wish to say
anything? No, I am concerned about the odour and possibly the large number of birds that want to process there. They talk in the report of about 200 a day. Well, that's if they process 200 days a year, that's 40,000 a year. That's a very large number of birds, and I'm concerned about the odour. And but hopefully this person will be able to manage it, and it's relatively a fair way back off any other resident, so that if anywhere would be a minimal impact on neighbouring properties, I think that possibly would be. And I hope the gentleman has all the success there.
Councillor Brooks.
I'm concerned with the odour, given what Longford's had to tolerate over the years with the abattoir right on our boundary.
But I can't get my head around, it must not exceed 2 over units. I'm not sure how to measure that.
Yeah, so what would happen is if we got a complaint from a neighbour saying it's smelling too much, well, firstly we'd contact the operator, find out, you know, is something going on that's different than normal. If it becomes an ongoing problem, you can actually get, there's a machine that will measure odour units. So we'd take that to the neighbour's property and measure it. If it's exceeding 2, then we've got this condition that will either make him change his operation or he'll just have to stop composting on site.
Yeah, so we've got enough teeth to enforce that if that happens to be the case down the track.
Yeah.
We won't get our hands tied with bureaucracy.
Well, not that I can foresee. I mean, it's a measurable quantity, 2 odour units, and it's a condition on a burner, so that's enforceable. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a mover and a second there. Any further discussion?
That was with item 7.
That's with the 7 on it as well, yes.
5, 6 and 7.
Yes. Okay, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Bay 3, Ford and Fairlow Street, and simply a street reserve road as well.
I move the matter to be discussed.
Second up, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
I move the recommendation as contained in the report.
Thank you, seconded for the moving, Councillor Bruce. Any discussion? Okay, Councillor Bruce.
Yes, this subdivision, I believe that we should be maintaining the 1 hectare site. This is a existing building that's now been split down to three blocks. If you look at the map shown in the attachments, it shows the surrounding area including Firth and Devon Hills. And if you look at Firth, you find that blocks up to 1,000 square metres, and you find Devon Hills at a minimum of a hectare, a little bit larger than that, and onwards. And I believe this is a great buffer in between. I think that if we come back 25 years' time, you'd like to see that it's a lifestyle blocks there that people can have their chooks and horses and sheep and things like that, as they do in those sort of areas currently. If we're setting this precedent by splitting this down to 5,000 square metres, then there's a hell of a lot of other land here that can be split down into a lot smaller allotments. So what then becomes the minimum? It says there that it needs to be similar to what the surround is. So if you split it down to 1,000 square metre blocks, is that then become the norm? It says, can you turn a vehicle round, or provide it's a reasonable sort of car? Well, I would imagine even on 1,000 square metres land, you can turn a vehicle round. So I really think that when the council sat down years ago and looked at this area and what it would look like, they saw that would be a buffer from Perth and something that was inclusive of Devon Hills and the surrounds of 1 hectare blocks and upwards, where, as I said, those families that aren't happy to live or want something close to Launceston, close to the Perth and Longford towns, where they could do those lifestyle activities. And I'll be voting against this because I think that it's against the intent of the planning scheme, and as I said, I believe that we're setting a real precedent. And then, as I said, what is the norm then? Is it 1,000 square metres? That, in fact, in the future, these blocks could be split down 5 times into 10 blocks of this site. And what a golden opportunity there is when you look at that map there and see the larger blocks for developers to go around, purchase the land, and split it into a lot smaller block. Other concern I've got, there's no town water, and that's town water or water reticulation for 5 and 5s, and that's fine. I guess they can put tanks into that. But then you've got to put septic tanks on site. And you see septic tanks that have failed in rocky ground that doesn't absorb the water. Okay, there's some other methods that can be used, but at the end of the day, they can still use a septic tank, and that also comes with its issues as well. Thank you.
Any further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
So the ones against are Councillor Pinion and Councillor Lambert and myself. The motion's carried. Planning board's been withdrawn. Planning five.
Four's been withdrawn?
Yes. Evandale Road from Hobart Road to Hudson Fish Drive, Western Junction, Councillor Cross.
Move to discuss, please.
Senator, Councillor Brooks, all in favour? Against? Carried. Does the officers wish to say anything?
Just that in response to the concerns raised in the workshop, there is some revisions to the recommendations. You'll see those circulated and highlighted in yellow. We'll also provide those via email, which request that revised plans are provided that show the access strip along the top of the batter behind 30 Rayburn Road that's used as a walk pathway being maintained. That we get plans to show that, so it's showing a minimum 2 metre wide mown strip at the top of the cut-in. And that those plans then form part of the permit. And then also just, I guess, in response to the discussion, recommend too, is suggested there to contact the Department of State Growth, and I've added in there shared paths along the length of Evandale Road, as well as those connections across Evandale Road, connecting the existing walk park bikeway.
Thank you. Just that there was no mention of a shared path along this stretch of road that you're going to be doing, but I think that's vision from the planning. And I think it's something that really, really needs to count to make sure it's definitely a proper part of the plan. We've got a shared path from Turner Road at Longford right through to the roundabout at Bedorman. And it seems just common sense to have a shared path going from the roundabout up to the airport, and hopefully one day from the roundabout up to Evandale. And not to get that put in at this stage and doing the plan, I think is a bit of a, it makes the plan much worse on business. Something that I hope our planning office and our works department can really talk to state growth to make sure this is definitely part of that. On the report, it's just got an area, it's not a shared path, it's just not really a bike lane, but just a curved shoulder for bikes to ride on. And I don't think that's adequate, especially when we've got such great facilities that we use for young people and old people and all people on the ones that go from Perth past Evan Hills to the Northern. I think it's really important to get that done. This section of road is probably the gateway for that area of the municipality, of our municipality. And, to have it up to a really high standard is really, really important, so we appreciate State Growth doing that. But if we can get something that would make sure that all users are a part of that road, not just the people driving vehicles, and people can use it safely, I think this will make it a much better destination for all people in the Northern Midlands to get there, not just people in cars. So I'm pleased to see those two additions to the recommendation, and I'm quite happy to remove the recommendation with the addition of those two pieces which are highlighted in this section, which is one to the layout and one to recommendation two. So,
I have a seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Brooks. Any further discussion?
Yeah, just on the bonding, well, I think was that from the officers that the State Growth said that the bonding wasn't necessary to mitigate noise and lights. Is that what they said, or were they happy to look at it after it was done and dusted?
So I think they had been in direct consultation with the representative and had met them on site. There were some diagrams included with the response to the representation that showed, I guess, the alignment of headlights and where they actually would sit, and that the bunding would need to be several metres high in order to actually be effective, and hence their suggestion that without doing so, wouldn't meet the representative's concerns, and in any case probably wouldn't be a great deal different to what they're currently experiencing. As I said earlier, doing that level of works does bring in new discretions under the planning scheme due to it being scenic management, scenic corridor, and therefore would require a separate planning approval. It is something that DSG have said that they will continue to liaise with the property owner, but they weren't going to make a decision until they knew what tonight's decision was. Mm-hmm. So.
Because it'll be raised up a fair bit, won't it, that road?
So
the lights and the noise will come into play from what he's got there now.
It really will sort of cut into the hill, is my understanding. So, yeah.
So it really won't be the height of it as it is now, wouldn't it? The actual road.
So where it's currently sort of has a batter up the side of it. Obviously, that will cut in further. To allow for the widening of that section of road, which will change the alignment obviously because it will be in a different spot, but that was their response.
Okay, well, if there's no further discussion, I'll
pass it on. Just one question for General Manager. General Manager, we've spoken a lot about the water issues, the stormwater issues in Fenwick area. With this new road going through, are we putting in adequate stormwater infrastructure underneath the road while they're going through? We need to change it,
Well, my understanding is they're upgrading through there, but the portion of the water actually is coming down through the Translink area, and Council has obviously developed global strategies for the improvements to Translink. You'd be aware over the last few years in Council authorises, we've been purchasing land up there for detention basins, and all that water makes its way, and I understand, the majority of the water makes that way to the airport. So we're restricting what's actually going to go under the road and slowing all that down, so that should add to the improvements. I'm not aware that state growth would be adding to the problem. The officers may be able to provide more detail exactly what's going in along that roadway section, but I can only suggest that we are improving ourselves within Translink. And we only just recently were successful in grant funding to put a detention basin in at Gavis Street, the first piece of land that we purchased, which is directly above the airport. Flood flow area.
Just one more thing. The motion again, is that recommendation 1 and 2? Yep.
Yes.
I was just making sure.
Well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Move our claim. Councillor Lambert, Councillor Adams, all those in favour?